From chart-topping hits to sold-out arenas around the world, there was no bigger hip-hop group at the turn of the millennium than the Nasty B's.
We were the OGs. Look, no shade. Nicki, Cardi, Megan, none of them would exist without us.
Despite occasional bouts of infighting, their raucous personas and raw lyrics catapulted them again and again to that number one spot.
Within 2 minutes, I knew these girls were stars.
Though it seemed like they were riding high into the stratosphere, beneath the surface, things were spinning out of control.
Honestly, I thought I had to be Jill the Thrill all the time.
What should have been the best time of their lives soon became a nightmare. The bonds that once brought them together were now tearing them apart.
It was like losing someone close to you.
The girl-powered supergroup once known for having each other's backs have now barely spoken in the last 20 years.
I had known those girls my whole life. I mean, I guess that's why it hurt so much.
Creative differences seemed destined to keep the Nasty B's apart until up-and-coming MC Lil Muffin gave these nasty girls one very nice surprise.
I turned on the radio and there we were, playing in my car like Bush was president and all four of us were still friends.
Now with the Nasty B's on everyone's mind once more, the women have an opportunity to put aside old rivalries for a second shot at stardom.
We were at the top of our game.
I know you wanna be with a nasty girl.